Baruch Adonai Mevorach Le'olam Ba'ed. Rabotai, one halakha on the laws of Ikar V'Tafel that we've been learning. Case of a person that's eating a piece of cake and having a cup of coffee, which is quite common. It seems, it goes without saying, that the person would have to make two berachot, one on the cake, mezonot, and one on the coffee, shehakol, unless he's dipping the cake into the coffee, so then he would just make a mezonot, because the coffee is in the cake. We're talking about where he's drinking the coffee separately. The question is, which berachah would he make first? At first glance, it sounds like it's a no-brainer. Based on the rules that we learned, mezonot should always come before shehakol. That's the way Hakam Avadiyah Alav HaShalom writes in Yabiya Omer. Hakam David in Halakha Berura has a big hadush. And he wants to say that in this case, it might be better to make the shehakol on the coffee before the mezonot. Because some poskim, not to begin Abraham, but some poskim say that if you make the mezonot on the cake, it covers the coffee. It's as if the coffee is tafel to the cake. You know, you're having the cake and you want to lubricate the mouth a little from the dry cake so you have the coffee with it. We don't hold like those poskim. So Chaim David says, but to get around that dilemma, you should make the shehakol first. So you don't have a problem. Although he says you're breaking the rule of mezonot first. So he says, well, they came out with a ditzvah. The ditzvah was written 1,000 years ago, but they came out with the new printing of it that now we're able to see the hadushim that he said. The ditzvah says a landmark hadush. But that law that we said that mezonot comes first is only when we're going food against food. But there's no law of precedent when it comes to food against a drink. Then all bets are off, for whatever reason. So he says, once you have that mitzvah, it anyway says there's no law of precedent when there's a liquid involved. And you have the poskim that say that maybe the mezonot could cover the coffee. So therefore, what do you have to put yourself in a problem for? In this case, Hashem David advises, in the case of a coffee and cake, that one should make the shehakol on the coffee first, and then to make the mezonot on the cake itself. Of course, this is a big hadush, but nonetheless, that is the way that he came out. He said that his father would agree because his father didn't see the ritzvah. The ritzvah came out after. So therefore, based on this is the ruling that he wants to say. Okay, Rabbi Ruchel Yipas.